commanded by the bishop to redo my lessons. And I cannot disobey the bishops. Otherwise, then they will sanction me. So I don't want discipline. Because I'm disobedient. But I hear that many of you were not here when I did a recap of the big picture. And it will be essential that at the end of it that we will also do a review and see whether we are on track. So it doesn't matter. If I have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it again, and so I hope that now as I take you through this, you will be able to fit so many things into the various places that they are supposed to be. You will agree with me that it has been such a blessing to be here. This morning, my wife started telling me, "I see a lot of energy in you, my husband." And I told my wife, "Nobody is qualified enough to let me quit." Now, for those of you who know me, I'm either in front, or I'm either at the tail. And if I am in front, I'm a bulldozer. I'm very violent. So it's very dangerous to take off my energy. But it's more dangerous when I have the energy. So I think I'm really motivated, and I was really blessed by this time. And I think that you yourself also, you were blessed. If you were blessed, can I see by hand? So all of us were blessed. So we are laborers who are on target, right? The target can be our vision. The target can be the context in which you are operating. And all of us, we are in a team, right? And we are talking about generation. Now I know, like I said before, that by grace, by subtleness of the bishops, there are some of you here who are not in a team. Well, I hope that at the end of this, it has given you a motivation to walk towards belonging to a team. There are some of you here who are not qualified to be here, and that I see very clearly that you are not wearing the garment. Now, it was good that you came when I was not actually in the front line. Like I said, it is more dangerous when I am ahead. So you came at a time of grace. And so I hope that the fact that the pastors, Pastor Wilson and Pastor Andre and Pastor Vincent's grace has allowed you to be able to capture something here. And you will qualify yourself in the next batch. So everything works for good to them that love. So if you were not a member of a team and you are here, if you are not qualified and you are here, everything works for good. And the good is that we hope that you qualify yourself. I like the concluding phrase of Uncle John's message about his father, who was a soldier and who only meets only with ancien combattants to talk about war stories. So it is very important that we speak the same language and we will move on. And you will not speak the same language if you are not in the same war.
si vous n'êtes pas dans, impliqué dans la même guerre,
and if you are not in the same team,
si vous n'êtes pas dans la même équipe,
so let us not get distracted.
Donc, ne soyons pas distraits.
Let us get focused.
Restons focalisés.
And so I will be running you through what is really the DNA of a navigator.
Donc, je vais vous faire parcourir ce que c'est que vraiment l'ADN des navigateurs.
One of the things that have impressed me when John speaks.
L'une des choses qui m'a impressionné lorsque John me revient
à dire. Are his stories as a navigator.
Et son histoire en tant que membre.
How he was helped.
Comment il a été aidé.
And how that is a model to us today.
Et comment cela est un modèle pour nous.
How he is telling that story in a very clear way.
Comment il parle de cette histoire de manière si claire.
How he is telling us how challenging that was.
Et comment il nous raconte combien c'était défiant.
And how he stayed focused.
Et comment est-ce qu'il est resté suffisamment focalisé.
So I want to run you through what a real DNA is.
Donc, je vais vous parcourir ce que c'est que réellement.
What are we pursuing as navigators?
Qu'est-ce que nous poursuivons en tant que membre de l'équipe de navigateurs?
What should you be focused on?
Vous devez vous focaliser sur quoi?
What is our standard?
Quels sont nos standards?
Now we don't want to cheapen our standard, do
non,
we?
Nous ne voulons pas dévaluer nos standards.
It is not because the Christian Paul today is telling upside down that we will take as an excuse also to be upside down.
C'est pas parce que la vie chrétienne aujourd'hui va sans dessus dessous que nous aussi nous allons avoir notre valeur renversée.
The standard was set.
Les standards ont été déjà définis.
We have to stay by our standard.
Nous devons garder nos standards.
We have to encourage each other by our standard.
Nous devons nous encourager les uns les autres par
we have to measure ourselves against our standard.
Nous allons nous mesurer nous-mêmes par rapport à notre standard.
And Jesus Christ is our standard.
Et Jésus-Christ est notre standard.
And we will be working to become more and more like Jesus.
Et nous devons travailler pour devenir de mieux en mieux.
And we'll become like him when he is revealed.
Et lorsque nous allons être.
Sometimes we will look like in a shadow, not clearly, but we'll keep pressing on, walking towards becoming like Jesus. And Jesus has called us into this ministry that we will become like him when he is fully revealed. So when you have the passion to know, to love, and become like Jesus Christ, it's not just the vocabulary that you want to talk about. It's more of a lifestyle. So, what are we committed to again?
Nous sommes engagés à quoi?
What are the things that we say that we are committed to as a ministry? I said in the beginning the other day that we want to be an expanding movement which is not influenced by unbiblical beliefs and traditions.
Nous voulons être un mouvement qui ne sont pas bibliques.
So this is very important.
Ça, c'est très important.
To understand what we are committed to.
C'est comprendre avec quoi nous sommes engagés.
What are we committed to as a ministry?
En tant que ministère, à quoi est-ce que nous sommes engagés?
What are we committed to as a team in a ministry?
Nous sommes engagés à quoi en tant qu'une équipe qui est dans un ministère?
What are we committed to as a laborer in a team?
Qu'est-ce que nous sommes engagés à demander à un ouvrier qui fait partie d'une équipe?
So I say we want to see or we want to become an expanding movement which is not influenced by unbiblical beliefs and traditions.
Nous voulons être un mouvement qui se répand mais qui n'est pas influencé par les croyances
qui
ne sont pas
bibliques
et les traditions.
For this to happen,
pour que cela se passe,
we have to be solidly founded on the authority of God's word. And that is why everything that was said during this conference was founded on the word of God. By no time did John quote anything that was not referred to in the word of God. We have to be guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has to be the one who will guide us. Now we have to learn the skills to communicate the gospel in the diverse culture of our society.
Nous devons apprendre les différentes manières et les habiletés pour communiquer l'évangile dans différentes cultures de notre pays.
And I believe that you have developed those skills here.
Je pense que vous avez développé ces habiletés.
You have to learn how to communicate that.
Vous devez apprendre comment communiquer cela.
So what do we want to see come out?
Qu'est-ce que nous voulons voir sortir?
We want to see an emergence of solid generation of laborers and teams.
Nous voulons voir sortir une émergence de générations bien fondées, solides et d'équipes aussi.
Why did we do the key man's conference last year? We focused on the quality of a key man, how you identify him.
Pourquoi dans la dernière conférence des hommes que nous avons regardé comme la qualité d'un ouvrier, comment l'identifier?
How you recruit him?
Comment recruter cet ouvrier?
How you train him?
Comment le former?
How you launch him into ministry?
Comment est-ce que vous le lancez dans le ministère?
That's what we did last year, right?
C'est ce que nous avons fait l'année dernière.
And so all of you went back and you started identifying the guys.
Et vous tous vous avez commencé à identifier les garçons.
You recruited them.
Vous les avez recrutés.
You trained them.
Vous les avez formés.
And you found that your team was increasing.
Et vous avez vu que votre équipe était en train de grandir.
So this year,
et ainsi, maintenant, cette
we
année,
said that okay, those who were focused in doing that.
Nous avons dit que d'accord, ceux qui étaient focalisés à faire cela.
In principle, should be having teams now.
En principe, devaient avoir une petite équipe.
And their challenge will be that how do I build my team? How do I coordinate these several Timothys that I have together? And so we focus this time on how to help teams. So you see why we were emphasizing that you have to belong to a team. Now this is what distinguishes us. We are talking about a generation.
Now
if us as the first generation,
si nous, en tant que membre de la
we don't have the ability to train you, to build you up, and you are committed to our leadership and our development, then there is a rupture. Because if I come here and sit here with all of you guys, and we are all talking the same thing, we are all looking at things in the same way, we are all doing the same Bible study, and then when we want to teach about a topic, say, who will teach the topic? And the disciple that just came up say, okay, I will do that.
Does
that make sense? Are we talking about generation? Now I'm very happy that I will see Wilson. Wilson is standing here and he's talking to you guys, he's coordinating this thing. Wilson is developing the Bible story. This is amazing. I'm impressed to see how Fidelis, I hear his story, how he's here with his team, and he knows what he's teaching them. I can spend time with Fidelis, and I know that 20 people behind Fidelis will be blessed. I can spend time with Rene, and I know that I'm blessing 10 people behind Rene. That's a generation. And if Rene misses that, and suddenly adopts a one shoe fits all, you will lose sight of what a generation is. Now you read through Matthew and you see how they are giving the generation of Jesus, right? 14 generation, and then 14 generation, and then 14 generation. Why would the Bible talk about generation? Now could you classify Jesus within the generation, or classify Joseph or Mary in the generation of Abraham? So as a ministry, we want to make sure that in a timing where you guys are growing and developing yourself, that we give you everything that you need so that you will represent your generation. So that you will make sure that the next generation that is coming up, within their timing, you do everything to make sure that they don't miss anything. Now some of you have followed my presentation that I do sometime about the generational gaps. And so you have people who are 20 years in the church, or in the ministry, in their first year in ministry, they did their DFDs very well. And then they finished the DFD. For 20 years, they get to repeat the DFD. So they have 1 year experience repeated 20 times. They miss it all. And so they have lost their generational gap. When the people of their generation is speaking, they cannot speak. Because they will always speak about their experience of DFDs that they have been repeated 20 times. But those who have had an exponential growth will talk of their experience when they did the DFDs, characters,
lorsqu'ils ont développé les caractères,
when they form teams,
lorsqu'ils ont formé des équipes,
when they launch the team in,
so
they have each year its own story.
Donc,
so a generation is 30 years.
Donc,
and so within 30 years of your being in the ministry, for example, I want to repeat that and illustrate that you have 30 years of different experiences.
Donc, vous avez différentes
expériences. That's what you can pass on.
C'est ce que vous pouvez.
And that's the urgency of the hour.
Ça, c'est l'urgence de l'heure.
That you don't want any minute of the clock as it is hitting.
Donc, nous ne voulons pas qu'une seule minute de la montre lorsque elle sonne.
That you miss it.
Que vous perdez cela.
Do you see that? So if you slow down a little bit in your generation.
Donc, si vous regardez un peu dans votre génération.
One year back, 29 years.
Donc,
and then if you slow down again next year, you miss it, then you are 28 years.
Donc, si
and so if you slow down again, then
si
you go.
And
what? By the time you want to realize you have joined the other generation and you have no experience and you started all over with it. I don't want that should be your experience. And that's why we say we want to see an emergence of a solid generation of laborers and teams. That is the meaning of this statement. They are profoundly trained and gripped by our vision.
So to
say that a generation is equipped and trained,
it means that
they are demonstrating a strong sense of ownership of the ministry. It means that they are custodians of our call, which is our calling, our core value, and our vision. And they are committed to reproducing their lives among the lost. But how can you do this? Who are those who should be doing this? We say that we are navigators. How should we look like? I say that the characteristic of that is our calling, our vision, and our DNA. Now, our calling, you know that very well. We are called to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ and his kingdom into the nation.
Nous sommes appelés à faire avancer le royaume de Jésus-Christ dans les nations.
Through spiritual generation of laborers who are living and discussing among the Lord. Now I took time to describe a generation to you. The qualification of a generation. And our responsibility as those of a particular generation to hand it faithfully to the next generation. When Paul told Timothy that the things that you have seen and heard me, not in the presence of many witnesses, compare it to faithful men who will be qualified to pass it on to
others.
That's very important.
That is
it means that Paul knew that. He had handed it to Timothy. And he was warning Timothy. Now, Timothy, you saw it.
Timothy, tu l'as vu.
I said it.
Je l'ai dit.
I did it.
Je l'ai fait.
Among many people.
Parmi de plusieurs personnes.
Now, Timothy,
Timothy,
pass it on to reliable people
who
are.
Qui sont aussi.
Yeah, some other version says capable.
Qui sont capables.
Now, would you take it and pass it on to somebody who is not capable? Would you take it and pass it on to somebody who is not reliable? Now, when they say that you are reliable, it means that what? That I can count on you, and that you can pass it on. That you
pass it
on. Good. Do you understand the sense? So don't miss that. So in a generation, for a generation to know that they have done their job, they can boldly say and they can gladly say that the things that you have seen me do, you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses. I want you to go and identify your key men who are reliable.
Who are
capable. Now, if I say, go and give it to anybody, have I assured myself that the thing is going to continue? So, when we talk about spiritual generation of laborers, that's very key. Now, I was talking last time and I realized that you have a lost sense about our vision. So I decided to do it. Now many of you were doubting what our vision was.
Now
it's very terrible. People without vision. You don't know your vision, you will be. I go to preach in many churches and I say, what's the mission statement or the vision of this church? Sometimes that is when they start thinking about a vision or a mission statement. Now you might laugh. But when I ask navigators, what is our vision? And what's that part of our vision that catches your heart? I'm surprised that some of them don't even understand or even know. It's embarrassing to me. But we want to see a vital movement of the gospel. Well, with prevailing prayer, flowing through relational networks and out into the nation, workers of the kingdom next door to everywhere.
Wow.
When I was a young man and I was introduced to this, I said, wow, a vital movement. Well, with prevailing prayer.
Flowing freely.
Nothing is supposed to stop it. And what is it flowing through? Relational network.
Now,
anything that touches on relations is an enemy. It's an enemy in implementing this calling and in seeing this vision come through. Because if you distort a relation, if you work at destroying relation, in another way you are saying that the gospel can no more flow. Isn't that what our vision statement is saying? Because the flow of the gospel is supposed to be freely. Nothing is supposed to be distorted. And so it has to be life on life. Andres, how many years do we know each other? You remember the years? You were not yet married.
I see,
Andre will be worried at this hand and making that. And then later on, they got married. And we are there. When people look at me, how is your brother Andre doing? My family has been impacted greatly. Because of my relational network. They can remember Julius. In this Peugeot 309, 304, driving and going the street of Bamenda during my wedding. Something my brother could not do. And my brother was asking, who are these guys? They are my brothers in the Lord. And because of that, the gospel flew into my family. My mother believed. My brothers believed. My families believed. We started breaking the strongholds in our family. All the hates that were being adored in my family were removed. And my mother on her dying bed. We said, when you see your brothers come to bury me, tell them not to cry.
That
they will celebrate. Because my eyes have seen. Relational network. I always tell those who think that they are engaged in the ministry that when you think that you are for a relationship, then you talk all the jargons of the navigators. I laugh because you don't know what your vision statement is saying. Relational network. And they say it should flow freely. So when you kick off a relationship, you are not a participant in the accomplishment of this vision. Now, laborers or workers of the kingdom next door to everywhere. How can that be possible? Relational network. Man to man. Now, what characterizes our movement as navigators? A heart for the whole person. I asked John to talk to you about heart for man, heart for God, heart for ministry.
Donc, j'ai demandé à John de vous parler comment avoir un cœur pour
you guys had that on Sunday,
un
right?
Cœur pour le ministère.
I was blown off when John first in about 18 years ago talked to us about heart for man.
Donc, il y a 18
heart for the individual.
Touché,
a heart for the whole person.
Un cœur pour toute la personne entière.
A climate of grace.
Un climat de grâce.
Compassion for the vulnerable and the broken.
Une compassion pour ceux qui sont
sacrificial unity. When they talk about sacrificial unity, it's different. They don't talk about unity, they say sacrificial unity. These things are captured in our vision. It says sacrificial unity. It means that it will cost you something. If I told you how to attain unity, it will cost you something. So what have you sacrificed so that unity will go on? If you as a navigator, you are not doing that, something is missing somewhere. Laborers and leaders are emerging. Now, if what we do as navigators, the final product is not laborers and leaders that are emerging, then there will be a problem. Imagine for 20 years, I always gather you people, or you as a clan leader, you always gather your guys and talk to them about these nice stories. Next year, you come here today, then I tell you the same thing. And then you bring your clan, and then they sit here, and then I talk the same thing with you. And then next year, again, I do the same thing. And then next year, I do the same thing. And then you keep increasing, we just change our venues. In 20 years' time, you will see laborers will emerge, leaders will emerge.
True? No.
Oh, when you used to come for the conference and I tell you go to rich clan, were you offended? Were you offended? Were you offended? Now, I have to be very careful. In the coming years, I don't have to be sitting in the same class with you.
That's
very dangerous. And then because then we will become, just warming ourselves. So we have the challenge to start responding. That André,
Wilson,
Julius,
Vincent,
what are we doing?
These
guys are coming up. Very soon their package, they will have the package that we have. What are we going to be doing? René will come and shake me like that. Uncle Peter, what? Give a half piece. You give this a half piece. You give this a half piece. The master, she don't go back to do this business. That is what will happen. You will knock us out of business. I don't want to be knocked out of business. Because the race we have to continuously walk. I was sharing, I don't know whether it's Dr. Arno or Ola, it's young guys. I think it was René, they were trying to copy what the illustrations I have developed. And I said, I have 15 of these things in my stock. You ask Mark Otero. When I get up in the morning and I develop my illustrations, I said, I don't want one day Dr. Arno knock me out of business. In the business of Christ, I work very hard. My cooking is increasing every day. When you come every morning in my house, you want to talk one day, I remove my two illustrations and I
cook.
I'm glad with my good friend here. He came and said that, Peter, I want to write these things out for you. You want to be a scribe in this business. You look like you have to communicate this thing better. But I don't want to run out of business. So leaders and laborers should be emerging. That is what our movement should be characterized
by.
And when we say that you are a leader, it means that you qualify a certain criteria. When we say that you are a laborer, it means that you qualify a certain criteria. It's not a matter of longevity. It's not a matter of how many vocabulary you know about our ministry.
They
say that you have to, this has to be emerging with an increasing passion for Jesus Christ. Now, if the laborers are increasing and they are just there like that, okay, well. But if you see people saying, wow, You know where Luis is working? You read some of Luis' amazing story. He says that we went inside that place with boats. He said he was amazed to see how the pastor was doing. I see a laborer that is emerging with an increasing passion. I think he changes the story. That I was in Bafia. That is an increasing passion. Then I hear René say we are going to Le BLM. See what this guy is. He's not feeling with jam. He's going to Le BLM. He said, wow, when we went to Le BLM, look at what was happening. Increasing passion. They demonstrate faith and courage as they live among their friends and family. Is that what characterizes you? When you meet one-on-one and you are talking, do you realize that the way Fidelis was talking this year, his passion has increased or has decreased? When Jesus sent out the 72, when they came back, what did they do? Wow, we saw Satan. Hey! We saw some people using a devil to cast out the devil. We stopped them. Increasing passion. Why should you change when it comes to you? You should be excited. As spiritual parents, the model authenticity and relevance. I don't know whether you know what they call authentic. They say this is an authentic something. Authenticity is referring to our DNA. It means that when you look at Wilson, you can see authentic. Now, if I don't talk about authenticity, there is no faith. Listen, who are you saying this like this?
Yes, you have for me, see.
Stand up. Who have you trained for
me?
Who came here to do this one? Fire that.
Jimmy.
Stand up.
Jimmy.
No, stand up.
Jimmy.
That's potent.
That's a little mistake.
It's not a mark.
Ce n'est pas un parole.
So sit down. They say that as spiritual parents, they model authenticity. Now, are you one of those guys who are worrying Uncle John very early in the morning? Relevance. Don't read these things and think that God inspired our ancestors who came out with these things, you know, our spiritual parents. This was inspired. When they say that we are called as navigators, they say relevance. Did you tell this guy to go and be talking with John in the morning?
No.
Relevance. These guys have been trained to know what is important. Ordinary people. Are you a priest? Are you a priest?
No.
Ordinary people. Ordinary. Ordinary people in many walks of life. Now, are joyfully. Not stressfully. Joyfully living integrated life. If I come to your place of work, can the people testify about you? As you have relationship with your neighborhood, can they say that you are living an integrated life? Now you can meet with me as a navigator, you talk all of these things that you are talking. When I come into your community, in your relational network, now I always tell myself, you know, when Wilson enters my office, he comes up into my office. I wonder what my colleagues will say about me to Wilson. I wonder when I go to Julius's office and they will tell me, you know, I'll come to your office several times. And I sit beside Julius's office. Julius does not know what I'm doing. So what will people say about you? How do people understand how it is moving? It is very important. So you have to joyfully leading integrated lives in your community.
If I come to your school,
I was asking Emmanuel the other day. I was asking him. What interests you in this stupid boy? The man said that, Master, the way the man was doing his things, the way he was doing it,
his character,
his leadership as a youth leader in the church,
son caractère, tant que leader,
I had so many things that were worrying me. I looked around, the only man I could go to was this ugly vase of clay, this jar of clay in which is placed ornaments of gold. It makes a whole difference. And so he says, perfume.
Donc c'est un parfum.
Il radie.
Donc ça c'est radie partout.
Il attire people.
Il attire les gens pour Jésus-Christ.
That is what means joyfully leading integrated life.
Donc ce qui c'est.
Now if you are an ordinary man, identify with the navigators.
Un homme ordinaire, j'entends avec les.
And I come to your home. I come to your community.
Je viens à votre communauté.
I come to your school.
Dans votre école.
Among your friends.
Parmi vos amis.
And all I get.
Et tout ce que j'ai.
It's all this. Terrible stories. Then you are not contributing for the fulfillment of this. And that's why our DNA is very important. I'll run you through it. So when I look at a navigator, you say that you are a navigator. What do I want to see in you? Not what you want to tell me. I want to see the passion to know. Daily digging into the scripture and
curious
to know Jesus Christ. He has the love to know Jesus Christ and to become like him. So Jesus is his model. He will not look at Peter and say, oh, look at what Peter is
capable of.
Peter is never your standard. Your leaders are never your standard as a navigator. Once you get into the navigator, Jesus is your standard. So the DNA of a navigator is the passion to know, love, and become like Peter.
La passion de me, de connaître, de
become like Peter Tanico. Is that what your passion
is?
You lose the DNA. So when Peter says, go to the left, you go because you want to become like Peter. When Peter says, go to the right, you go to the right because you want to become like Peter. Peter is not your standard.
Peter n'est pas ton standard.
The love and the passion is Jesus Christ.
L'amour et la passion est pour Jésus-Christ.
So you rupture all loyalty to any leadership but Jesus' leadership. That is what characterizes the DNA of a navigator. So if you cut his blood, he said, do whatever thing you are doing. Jesus is my model. The truth and the sufficiency of the scripture for the whole of life. Chapter
12.
What did you say?
Where
is it coming from? The Bible says it. I'm done.
Okay,
you might have your dogmas.
No, mais tu peux avoir tes
you might have all these religious beliefs.
Tu peux avoir you might have religious.
What will be a navigator's attitude?
Quelle sera l'attitude d'un navigateur?
Everybody feels comfortable around him.
If
you are a Pentecostal, you come around the right navigator, you'll be feeling comfortable around
him.
If you are a Baptist, you come around the navigator, you will feel comfortable around him. If you are a Presbyterian, you come around the navigator, you will feel comfortable around the navigator. Everybody, Catholics, will feel comfortable around us because the truth and the sufficiency of the scripture. Catholics have their dogmatism. Baptists have their dogmatism. Pentecostals have their dogmatism. But a navigator is narrowed down to the scripture. Now, when you start replicating an attitude of a particular race,
même si quand tu vas commencer à répliquer une attitude d'une race particulière,
you lose your identity as a navigator.
C'est que tu vas perdre ton
identité. The authenticity no more is there.
Il n'y aura plus d'authenticité.
Because when a Presbyterian is beside you, he's no more comfortable.
Parce que donc le Presbytérien sera plus de toi, sera
when a Baptist is beside you, he's no more comfortable.
Donc le Baptiste sera plus à l'aise.
When a Catholic is beside you, he's no more comfortable.
Donc, le Catholic sera plus de toi,
how then can you live a among the lost and multiply generations? When people who come around you are uncomfortable. Does that make sense? So it makes a whole difference that a navigator is like Jesus. In his ministry approach. So he comes like everybody running and coming. So the crowd. Now the only class, the only category of people who run away from Jesus, you know them. The Pharisees. They already knew it. Jesus knew the guy that traveled miles and winning one man and then they make it twice as well. So when they came to Jesus, Jesus will hammer them. But the crowd was following Jesus.
Mais la foule suivait Jésus-Christ.
When he says that, let us cross over the other way.
Lorsqu'il dit,
what will happen?
Qu'est-ce
qui va se
passer? Ils vont courir.
By the time they want to arrive the other side of the lake. Did they say that only a particular brand of people were coming?
Et quand il y avait une branche particulière de personnes qui venaient.
So that's our identity.
And
that's what makes us authentic.
And
if I come to a navigator meeting,
then
all those I make comfortable in my prayer is only those of the Baptist church, because I am a Baptist pastor, something is happening. If Andre is Pentecostal, and all what Andre does is he's leading this meeting and he's making only the Pentecostalism, then there is something wrong with Andre.
The
DNA is having the problem.
Does
that make sense? So, relevance and
authenticity
is essential for you guys as navigators.
Chapter,
verse. Now, the transforming power of the gospel.
La transformation de l'évangile.
We want to see people being transformed.
Vous voulez voir les gens transformés.
I was sharing this morning with Dr. Arnold.
J'ai partagé ce matin avec Dr. Arnold.
Talking to me about this guy who is in his Bible study.
Il parle de ce
gars. I cannot understand this guy, Master. I'm talking to him, but he's a sin.
Donc, je continue.
Je ne peux pas comprendre cette personne. And the
example he shared with me.
I told him that I have 20 of those examples that I
have.
But this is what happens.
Qui se passe?
I focus on the clarity of the gospel.
Je me focalise uniquement sur la clarité de l'évangile.
I focus on, do you really understand the relationship that you have with Jesus? You have this good friend.
Tu as ce bon ami.
And this is what he has done for you.
C'est ce qu'il a fait.
All what he has done is insulting him.
Et tout ce qu'il a fait, c'est de l'insulter.
How am I insulting him?
Comment est-ce que je suis en train de l'insulter?
That's what the Bible says about conviction of sin.
Ce que la Bible dit à propos.
If truly you are a friend, what will you do?
Si tu es vraiment tu es un ami, qu'est-ce que tu vas faire?
Do I need to come and tell you that if you don't change this thing, you start hitting? The gospel itself, it's presented.
L'évangile apporte la transformation.
In the upcoming conference, I hear you will be focusing on the transforming laborer. It means that you want to see a laborer who has been completely transformed by the gospel.
Vous voulez voir les réellement transformés par l'évangile.
So that is what a DNA, the transforming power of the gospel. That is the DNA. You put the navigator's blood, you will see that he has been transformed by the gospel. Uncle John has shared with us here things that have come out from the gospel. An authentic navigator will be transformed by that gospel that has come out. Expectant faith and persevering prayer rooted in the promises of God. The dignity and the value of every individual. Love and grace expressed among us.
L'amour et la grâce exprimés parmi nous dans la communauté.
Sometimes I get very frightened to bring some of my guys among you guys.
Donc à certains moments j'ai peur d'apporter mes gars parmi vous.
So would they tell me the story they used to talk to me about Jesus?
Est-ce qu'ils vont me dire l'histoire qu'ils auraient l'habitude de me dire à propos de Jésus?
Sometimes some people ask me about some of my friends who are navigators. I'm ashamed to tell them what I know about them or what the status is.
Donc j'ai honte parfois de parler de certains de mes amis.
Is this a replication of grace expressed among us in community?
Est-ce que c'est la réplication de la grâce exprimée parmi nous?
Oh, how is your brother André doing?
Comment se porte ton ami André?
Is he fine?
No, he's a problem.
You are telling lies. That is a white lie.
Don't
say
a lie.
No, I'm not. So you don't live authentically values that we say that is part of our DNA.
If
the gospel is truly a transforming gospel, what will it do with it?
It
will transform us so that we will actually represent what we want to represent. So that when they ask me about my brother Andre, last night I was discussing with Andre without coffee. He told me about Emanuela. And he said Emanuela is going to go to the University of Boya. And we were thinking on how can I contribute to that. When I said that my friend James, who was a minister, offered me a room in Boya.
For
anybody I want to offer. And I told Andre, you know, Emanuela can stay there. Did you actually do that? My neighbor came and was talking to Mark. I was asking questions to Mark.
He posed a question to Mark.
Say, this man, you come from the same village. You married to the sister. You speak the same
language. Vous parlez de la même langue, de la même tribu.
Your father knew his mother.
Son père connaît son père.
Your mother knew his mother.
Ta mère connaît ta mère.
Actually, I told my neighbor that I can count the number of times this guy has encountered or met my parents.
Donc, Marc a dit à mon voisin que non, je peux compter le nombre de fois que ce gars a rencontré mes parents.
How did you come to this man's home? And you look like they could never know that you know your brother.
Donc, comment est-ce que tu es arrivé dans la maison de ce monsieur? Donc, vous
pouvez jamais me dire que je ne peux pas te marrer. I want to become a navigator. That is very important.
That is important.
Mark did not go to preach to our neighbor.
Mark never allowed to preach to
our neighbor. Our neighbor was observing.
No,
nobody can say that Mark is not my brother.
Because
the thing that Mark, the way we relate, my brother even comes in the eye, he doesn't go even to where Mark goes. He doesn't even know some part of my life, he doesn't even know my story. If you ask my story, my elder brother that I immediately followed this year in Yaoundé, if you ask him the latest thing of yesterday, he doesn't know. Last month, he doesn't know. But Mark can give you the record of my life. Yesterday, even though we were meeting,
it makes a difference.
People are seeing that they are coming. That's what is important.
That is the key important.
So love and grace expressed among us in community. And you will explain it. The same thing with Vincent and Mary in
Bangladesh.
They mix you up. It is the same thing. Where is this young man living?
Who is
their father?
Where is your friend?
Who is your father?
Show
me your father. You see? Very soon when people look at Romain,
they
will not be able to distinguish his father.
This man is
even know that the man is very young. He's living that beard like that. So that they cannot confuse him that they are brothers. And they just these nice little ladies.
Yes,
hanging around Rose.
Where
is my little girl standing?
Where is my little girl?
She sat like that.
There's
a good example from Rose.
So
these conferences we were making.
Vera
had big money. Run to her father. Daddy, I must contribute to this thing. That's very important. Sit down, God bless you. And people like that have to come out from among you. Now it is not about shouting and dancing and explaining and going around. It is life on life. And as I explained to you, you don't create this thing. It just flows freely among relationships.
Observer les relations
into the nation.
Dans les nations.
Now, if those relationships don't exist, how will it flow? If grace and love is not expressed among us in community,
si la grâce et l'amour how will it flow?
So our DNA is very important. Family and relational network in discipling the nation. That part of our vision statement is captured in our DNA. It means that if Wilson does not focus his attention into this guy, this gospel will never go through. It means believe that if Jesus does not open his life on René and see how he's moving, this
house
cannot
move.
How can you be enemies of your own very vision and statement that you said that you want to go?
Donc, comment est-ce les ennemis de sa propre déclaration de mission que vous avez dit que vous allez aller?
Read and pray over your vision.
Donc, lisez et priez encore sur votre
vision. You said that we want to see people who are gripped by our vision. Did you see what I said? Now you are understanding what I mean by gripped by our vision. You know what I talk about? Authentic and relevant. The words, I mean, when you sleep sometimes, you take our, I take our vision, I read it and I say, Master.
Hey.
Even though that they are close to the Bible, no? So don't just read it because you want to read it. Don't just hang around and not go to
I travel often.
I'm always embarrassed by the description that they give me about people who have encountered navigators. And I sit beside this person in the plane. I'm a Christian. And
then
we start talking. He's a Christian. You don't do review in the place. What type of navigator are you? I said, maybe my phone. No, navigator currently has not my phone. That's the navigator I know. One man embarrassed me. And I said to myself, when I get out of the plane, I say, what our ancestors were doing. Authenticity. And the man knew that I was an authentic navigator. Not me. That is the person that I said that is in the back. And then I said that is on my phone. He said, no, navigators don't waste their time. They told us that we didn't spend time in the
plane.
So what kind of navigator are you?
And
so I was talking to this lady. He said her husband is the chaplain. Sharing there, you see, I'm making my presentation.
You see, I'm partnership.
Who's these navigators? You keep doing this great job. Then she asked a question. So be careful. Because the stories like John is talking about is everywhere. Some of you are just so limited without the navigators in Cameroon. You don't actually know what the authentic value of navigators are. By the grace of God, I have moved around the world. I have sat beside men. You don't know what is coming in Cameroon. I was talking to Jason, I said that. You guys know who is coming to Cameroon? Some of you, when Bulus come here, not because he's cool and he's moving around.
Hey, listen.
How are you?
Our command.
Look at that Bulus as you look at him.
He's
at the feet of Bulus. Ask him the relevant question. Authentic man. I have grown at the feet of this man. You'll be surprised. They tell you the story of Bulus and he's talking about how they were moving around. And you hear this morning, and then you ask yourself, our generation, what are we doing? You will talk all the stories. Buddhists will listen to you as you talk all your stories. You will finish your story and then you will go back to Nairobi. Now, if you don't ask, you will not receive. If you don't talk, you will not have. But I have seen men and women. Authentic values. When I was studying in the Netherlands, Gert Donabon, who was the Western and Eastern Europe leader, I was transferred to him by Bernadotte. And Bernadotte told Gert, he said, chase that guy.
Some
of their language they used in those days. And then when I went to the Netherlands, Hep became so interested in me. Then I asked, one time along the way, I said, Hep, why did you get so interested in me? Because Bernardo told me to chase you.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys will leave Nike and will drive down to Delft. That is about 10 hours drive. And you come and be with me in my student
room.
At 65, you will take me on campus. You will tell me that Peter don't know about all these Dutch young men and women. They have lost the value of the authenticity of what we are as Nigerians. And I will drive up to Niger. And I will spend hours at the feet of this guy. And he taught me so many things that even some of you have not passed it that I keep seeing. How to translate the whole of the DMD into letter writing. He taught me this letter to my son-in-law. So all the DFDs he translated into question his son-in-law. And as the father-in-law, he is passing it out and responding. So the discussion within the Bible study becomes very interesting. So when my wife is coming to the Netherlands,
it's
her who welcomes us. Puts us inside his house. He says, this guy made me appointed an associate staff of the navigators. This moment I had some Cameroon, this man wanted to make me associate staff of
the navigators.
Move with me all over. He said, Peter, you can do it. Tell your stories. And I remember sitting with him. When Noella arrived with favor, and then he put his foot. When I took a crate of gear, you know, he came and put a crate of beer. And I said, you have embarrassed my wife. My wife is a Pentecostal. And it is really terrible that you drink. Kurt knocks his hand like this and he asked Noella, where is your wedding ring? Which one is worse, to drink my beer or to remove the marriage? Just to see the beauty and understand the authenticity of this great men and women for us. And I remember Kurt on his dying bed.
He had cancer.
He told me, Peter, don't mind about this cancer.
He
taught me the story of the talent. You know the talent? He says that the talent was given according to the ability. And he says that God revealed to me that this thing like that is not taken away. It's a talent. and so God knew that I had the ability. So he gave me this talent with his cancer. And so he was preaching because of that view of it. Many people were coming to Christ. His wife was on wheelchair, but they were passionate about that. And when Fred was dying, he called us from Netherlands, we were already back. I cannot forget that call. He says, Peter, I'm going to be with the Lord. One thing I want you to promise me
is
that you will be passionate and keep this thing going. He says, can I hear from you? I said, Ted, I will keep it going. When John was preaching, I heard that voice of where I was talking to her. I said, I will quit. That's what I was telling in another way to. Will you quit?
Est-ce que tu vas quitter, abandonner?
And he talked to Noella.
Il a dit à Noella.
You have to uphold this plan.
Donc tu dois.
Table was very small. He talked to Table.
Et Table était très petit.
One day later on, he died.
Un jour après, il est mort.
Greet me.
The council.
When you move around and you look at us as your leaders and of the next generation.
What
are you going to say about us? What will you talk about Andre? What will you say about Julius? What will you talk about Frida? Are we making history? Are we making it in such a way that you guys will say, wow? Examples of our fathers of faith. And you can tell their stories as I'm telling you. Families and relational network can start in
the nation.
This is what it means. It doesn't mean what you want to say. It doesn't mean what you want to hear. Interdependence in the relationship of the body, in the body of Christ. In advancing the gospel. You are very used to this and you are very good at it. You have various churches that you are doing. In different things that you are doing, you are doing this. Everybody can say, I am in interdependence relationship in advancing the gospel. Because you are in your churches. The navigators, they train you, they send you out. You can't be independent. You can't be dependent on your own, on ourselves as a ministry. We have to relate to other ministries. So what is the overview? I will not be laboring with you. But I just showed you that you know you have to do evangelism, follow up. I explained that there are levels where you will be doing this as an individual. And that's why we look at last year. Identification, recruiting, training,
former,
and then you integrate them into the team. Then you build them. Last year we looked at this part of the big picture. This year we are looking at how we are continuing. So you guys are in business. And so when you will completely understand what it is, you can pass it to the next generation. We will be very sure that we have given this to you in a real way. So we are developing your heart and your skills from here. John talk about heart for the individual, heart for the ministry, heart for the vision. Did you see that? Heart for God.
Oui.
That's why you develop heart
and skills.
Selection.
La sélection.
You see what comes in?
Ouais, ce qu'il
y a. So you take it up now. It is only when you do that that real things can start coming up. So when we tell you that select people to come to a specific conference, it's not that we are biased to some people who do not qualify.
No,
they didn't qualify.
They
will come and disturb you. You don't cheapen your sacrifice. And so you have to select. And so when I tell you to get out, you don't have the wedding garment, you get angry with me. When I say that you don't qualify, you get angry with me. No, you have to select. I'm just basically applying the principle of our ministry, and I'm applying the principle to what will lead to the emergence of leaders and laborers, and I'm applying the principle to see the emergence of the next generation, isn't it? Now, I also talk to you about this to clarify what we are into in business. What distinguishes us? I said every Christian is called to evangelize. There is no individual who says that you are a Christian that you cannot evangelize. Every Christian is called to make disciples. And that is what makes us to fulfill the Great Commission. So we are supposed to be disciples of Christ. So when I meet any Christian, I say, are you a disciple of Christ?
Yes.
Do you know what that means? It means that you can evangelize.
C'est-à-dire que tu peux évangéliser.
You can establish somebody in his relationship with Jesus Christ.
Tu peux établir quelqu'un et le dire à avoir ta relation avec Jésus Christ.
So in my church,
ainsi dans mon église,
I will expect every Christian to be able to make a disciple.
Je peux attendre.
No exception.
Il n'y a pas d'exception.
Except you are barren.
Donc sinon tu es stérile.
Hein?
À moins que tu sois stérile.
You know that?
Vous savez cela?
Born to reproduce.
Né pour reproduire.
The answer addresses that very keenly on that. You remember that? The three things that will make you to be barren. And you can help the Christian to see why you are not fulfilling the Great Commission. Now, so we all, as our individual, we have our mandate. And we are supposed to be producing disciples. But we say that we are called to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ and his kingdom.
Nous sommes appelés à faire avancer l'évangile de Jésus dans les
nations,
whose
spiritual generation of laborers
are
discipling among the lost.
Qui vivent et qui font des
disciples. What does that mean? It means that we cannot do it by here.
Parce que nous ne pouvons pas le faire en étant là.
It means that the disciples we have made here, we will select some, right?
Alors,
we have
dit que les disciples que
nous avons fait, nous allons
les équiper. Les équiper.
And they will become laborers.
Et vont devenir des ouvriers.
That is the primary aim of the navigator.
Ça, c'est le premier but des navigateurs.
So the minimum I will require from a navigator.
Le minimum que je vais demander à
un navigateur. Just like the minimum that is required for every Christian today.
Comme le minimum qui est demandé à tous les chrétiens de faire des disciples.
That is the disciple maker.
Donc c'est que le
disciple. Which means that he has been equipped or he can bring somebody to this level.
Donc où alors il a été équipé et peut amener quelqu'un.
So a navigator who is not capable of bringing somebody to this level.
Un navigateur qui n'est pas à même d'amener quelqu'un.
And who can show like Winston is showing, and I'm asking this question. We can ask him to become a good deacon. We can ask him to become the appointed deacon of a church. Because he will be doing good business there. When we will go to heaven, it will be good because he was not called as being a navigator. We cannot oblige a deacon in your church. That deacon, you must be producing this level as the
Lord.
Your guy here is not here, it means that you are not doing anything, deacon. Why are you worrying the deacon? Why are you worrying the elder?
Les anciens.
But if you say that you are a navigator,
mais si tu dis que tu es un navigateur,
you are into real business.
Tu es dans un
navigateur.
Et lorsque ça arrive là,
you have to select them again and train them because they will distinguish themselves. Did you see?
Did you see,
did you see the big picture?
Est-ce que vous voyez la grande image?
Did you see that? And did you see that you have to take them here?
C'est vrai que vous devez les conduire là-bas.
And so when they are here, you have brought them down here and then you are training them to become
members.
So it is at this level that you begin to talk business.
C'est à ce niveau-là que tu commences.
And then among you will have this style of image.
Et après, il y a la famille, il y aura ce genre, ce groupe.
Does that make sense?
Ça.
And then now, when you do that now, you have the primary strategy of the navigator. And then leaders like you will go out now, and then you start doing what you are doing, and then you will start reproducing. Have you seen that? So if us as ministry, we focus on just disciple making. We talk about disciple making. Bible stories. Disciple making. I have 5 Bible stories. Oh, next year I have 10 Bible stories. I have 20 disciples. I have 50 disciples. Why don't you just transform the environment in the church? You can become a pastor. And you can hire me as a reverend. I can come and preach. Are we still navigators? So if you do that, you are not navigators. Because you have lost your primary aim, and you have lost your primary strategy. So we want to see a reproduction of your team. In a church like this, and so in your ministry, and in your development plan of the guys that you are having, you should constantly do evaluation. Navigators talk about 3 E's. You know, when they talk about 3 E's, they are telling you that you have to arrive here. So we talk about 3 E's ministry, 3 E's ministry, practicing 3 E's ministry. What does practicing 3 E's ministry mean? It means that you are able to produce somebody who is our primary aim of our ministry. So each part of your team and ministry, you have to see. At each time of your ministry, you have to have the aspect of evangelization. You have to have the the establishing phase. And you have to have the equipping phase. In every ministry, if one of that E is missing in the navigator ministry, you have lost
focus.
If you are only spending time in the Bible study establishing people, and at the same time, you as a team leader, you are not equipping. Something is missing. So you see how it works? Every moment, at the national level, at the regional level, at the team level, you must always be three E's functional. And that is what will ensure. And that's why we put in the navigator, we put this E equipping tool. It's still equipping. So the equipping is just a process of your growth. And that's why we talk about your development plan. So I want you to have this picture in your mind as team leaders and what you'll be doing. Now I gave you this picture also on how to recruit and develop their laborers so that they get into this like this. Now it's very important for you to understand what evangelism means, what establishing means, what equipping means, what training means in the light of my pipeline here. Now I try to capture all of this in speaking it into the pipeline. And you agree with me that for non-professing Christians, when you are dealing with them, it is not to tell them all these wonderful things that is going to happen. It is to clarify the gospel. That's what they
need.
I meet so many people, and I discuss with them. Are you a Christian? How did you become a Christian? Since I was born. Are you a Christian? Yes. How did you become a Christian? Oh, I received some strong healing from Jesus. Oh, are you a Christian? How did you become a Christian?
I was sick and they prayed for me and I was healed.
Are you a Christian? How did you become a Christian?
Oh, I was writing this exam and my pastor prayed for me and I passed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we can now start doing some evangelism. They are full out. There are many people. I'm telling you that there are so many people out there. This is the testimony of their salvation. I have gone to Bible studies led by navigator leaders like you. And I ask questions in this Are you a Christian? Can you tell me more about your Christian life? Oh, you did some evangelism. I belong to you. My father is in you. We grew up in the church. That's your story.
That's an histoire.
And so when you miss that first part,
you
got the wrong man into the pipeline.
And the ship
that fell on the path. So when you start going, what will happen there is that one? The bird will pick it up. But if you have the gospel clear, and you verify in the life of the man, are you a Christian?
Yes.
How did you become a Christian?
He shared with me one time that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He was buried from me, and the third day he came back to life. So that day I came to discover I was a sinner, and that Jesus paid the full penalty for my sins. Then I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior. And that day he gave me the right to become his child.
Does that make sense? Now he didn't tell you all of this story. The gospel is clear.
L'évangile est clair.
Can be explained in 1 minute. So you can come around and tell me all the stories that you are telling me. Once you don't like that, If I started a Bible study with him, you know what I would focus on. I can now start saying, okay, so when Jesus Christ did this to you, so what happened after that? And you will have different stories. Then I went to church, then I joined the choir, then I was singing, then I went to church, then I went, I joined this mission team.
Oh,
so what if you die now? What will happen to you?
I'll go to heaven.
Why?
Because
I've accepted Jesus. So accepting Jesus Christ guarantees that. So you see, you can check that. Some people will say that, oh yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure. And then you know where to start with them. And so now, immediately you get into the pipeline. It means that I assume that it's a seed that is on the rock until you prove me the contrary. And so I start building some basic convictions. And there are so many things that if you miss in the conviction, later on along the way you will pay the price. And so now the first thing I realize that is very, very essential to build as a conviction in the life of a Christian is persecution. Immediately you get inside there because the spiritual warfare, you start. You have started carrying Bible. You have spent all the things in the palace now. You have done this and that. You have done all this. And so you will help him to persevere. And there are several things that you develop in helping the person to persevere. If he survives the perseverance, you will move him to that. And at that basic stage, what do you focus on? You want him to trust you? You want him to love you? You want him to be around you? You want to show that you are vulnerable? You want to share how you struggle and move on? Don't show yourself as a superman. You see me like that, I never seen it. I'm a very strong man. And then he will never tell you anything. So, but here you develop the person and you put the person to yourself. If you bring the person to a meeting like this, the person will just hang beside you. You never put the hand up and talk. He trusts you and And that's what you do in establishing and you are developing the person in the conviction. Quickly, as they turn over this, you start hearing them, their story will change. Yes, I have all the answers to all of these people. I don't mind if they are excuse me. But I don't have time to come for the conference. I don't have time, you know, the Bible story we are organizing, you know, we have the teacher is presenting so many things. They start making all of these excuses, giving you one reason or the other one. This is coming on, and then, you know, this is. So they start, you have to help him to be stable. So you help, you encourage him to persevere. You have to help him to be stable. And you have to develop his perspective to see that school is part of your Christian work. Work is part of your Christian work. Marriage is part of your Christian work. So if you don't come here to be trained, you cannot manage school very well. If you don't come here to be trained, you cannot manage your school very well. I called Emmanuel and I was talking to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, sorry, I have to betray you in a moment. And Emmanuel told me, you know, Uncle Peter, we have to write our exam, we don't get the timetable, it's not here. I said, Emmanuel, you're talking to an old university student. I said, Emmanuel, go to your dean of studies. Tell him you have a conference you have to attend in your own. Can I know when you will program the next exam? And I told Emmanuel, no university will program an exam in 2 weeks' time only or 1 week's time without knowing. Because the lecturer has to prepare the exam, they have to send it. So you cannot go back to me, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, can you go and verify that? So Emmanuel cannot escape me. So you help him to be stable. So Emmanuel probably went to his, I don't know what Emmanuel did, but I saw Emmanuel here. That's why I asked Emmanuel how. Emmanuel told me that thing that happened in Bamenda, you know, like how it's been. But I didn't spare Emmanuel. You know, like I was doubting what Emmanuel was saying. But I was using my mechanism that I have to help Deborah out. Because I know that I will not take Emmanuel on what he's taking. We have to reason so that I put him in perspective that you are so in doing that, you are building his perspective and you engage him in a team because I wanted Emmanuel to be in a team here. So you in a team now, when you are in a team, you start seeing some characteristics starts coming up. Until you bring an individual in a team, you will not know that he doesn't know how to serve people. You don't know that he's in anger. You don't know that he's... So it is when he is with you that... Because when he is with you, he's respecting you that you are a mentor. When you put the two of them, when they are all the same...
You make
that nonsense about them. And then he sees the next time he adjusts that the name. So when you engage him in a team, the real color starts coming and it gives you opportunity for you. That's why you are in a team. Because in a team, the color starts showing up. And then you start handling that. And so if he's able to handle that, and understand that very well, and the basic conviction about what Jesus Christ has done, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, conviction about sins, salvation, story, how to share the gospel with the roots, passion.
Then
you start putting into the vision. Because then now in a team you will be seeing what you are doing with another person.
And
then you see you start engaging him.
You
start seeing if that is beyond me.
Et voir que c'est au-delà de moi.
So you engage him in your team and you are building his perspective, you are putting him to vision. And you are expecting him to say, well, I know the exams are coming up. But of course, Peter, could you not push it 2 days? Because my exam will finish in 2 days' time. He negotiates or she negotiates. But he knows that the activity is relevant. So he's not taking an excuse not to participate in the activity. But he's negotiating that you should make the activity to fall within the framework that he
has.
When you start hearing those discussions from your guys,
you
know that this is the man. Then he doesn't say that, no, I cannot be there. I cannot have this excuse. Oh, I just got a pill. Oh, I just got married. I just got this. I need to go and do this and that. Did you find that in Jesus' ministry? So you have to be careful. It happens. So, but when you see he negotiates it and he says, well, oh, did you see those guys? There's some guys who left. The guy from Lord. He had his farm that he handed to somebody. The persons called him and he was not handling it very well. But he had to pay the price to leave his farm at risk to be here. How many people are not here because they have a poultry that when you leave a poultry, you want to come back all your power to that? And he was here. He paid the price. That's the man Emmanuel wants to say, hey, this guy went and risked his chickens. And can negotiate a slot to get himself trained. That's the man. You will hear that language will change here. Their perspective about a posture. It's all about Jesus. Jesus can protect my chickens. My chickens is part of my business. It's part of my life in Christ. Pastor Emmanuel pastors a church in Douala. He has left all what he's living in Douala. He called me. He said, to Don Peter, Reverend, I will be with you there. If there are activities you want me to do, I will do it. If you want to engage me, I will engage. But I will be present from the beginning to the end. I will leave the church.
Jesus will take care.
That's the language of a man who understands beyond justice.
Down to the language.
He has a clear perspective of where he's going. So you have to understand that not everybody, as you move along, will be. You will ask some to follow you. You say, wait, friend, let me go and say goodbye to my brother before I come. You will ask some to follow you. They will say, wait, first, let me go and bury my father before I come. So you will hear all of this language. It is not a matter of sympathy. So selection, as you move on, separation is part of the business. And the skills and the heart we develop in you is to help equip you so that you can be able to
distribute.
Potatoes from yam.
Then
from mango. If you are a laborer, if I don't do that, then there's a problem with you. Ah, you are not a pastor, you just sympathize with everybody. This is my advice, man. Milan football club. No. Oh, they talk about that. Do you see how Romani like the Corona? Romano. Play with him, you know. Each time I want to talk about Tim, you talk about all this music, and then Tim will talk about the high and blow those things very well. And he talks about that one, and then he talks about, and then this man talks about the piano. And then we say, oh, we are a great team. You have to be very careful. So when the fruit starts coming up, it's not a fruit I'm talking about Romario or Esan, the FC Milan. It's not a matter of blowing the trumpet. When the fruit starts coming up, and we see that, his gifting will be coming up. Will that help him to identify his gifting? I see Luis demonstrating a sense of mission.
He
just have the heart of food.
Il a juste le cœur de parti. Maintenant, peut-être nous devons le développer dans le domaine de la mission.
Oh, I see Fidelis focusing in going quite deep in individuals.
Donc, peut-être pour que Fidelis est focalisé en plus aller en profondeur dans les individus.
Maybe the good alongside.
Oh,
I see Fidelis, all of these guys. Oh, I see Emmanuel, all of these guys, farmers are coming out. Inside that, people of that area.
Evangelist,
gifted teacher. And then you as the team leader. You have dealt with him. He's no more talking about how his family members are
coming.
You mean Christian 20 years down their storyline as Christians, they are just talking about how they are persecuting them. Grab them back the pipeline and put them back here. I'm discussing with this elder in the church. Elder, how are you? How long have you been in the Lord? How is it moving? My aunt. In the village, when I go to the village, God forbid. So in my head, I just draw him and put him here. And if I start helping this man, this is where I'll start helping this man. So Mark and Angie and Dr. Leno. So this guy comes to me. But I didn't want that you should mention me. And I tell Mark that Mark, you under this guy, and then Mark understand what I'm doing. So my guy they understand that this is Mark under this guy. So he drives these two, three things, and he knows that guy will jump over the fence. So we continue our business. So you have so many people who keep talking about how they are persecuting them, or they keep giving excuses. So ask Mark, where did that guy? Is he talking about it? All this story about persecution. But if you have people who have focused in you helping them develop, you start fine tuning their perspective. They are like seeds that have fallen on better ground.
Ils sont comme la semence qui est tombée dans le terrain fertile.
Start defining their priorities.
Ils commencent à définir leurs priorités.
You know?
Savez?
Because they will always want you in the church to do A, B, C, D. The navigator means to wind through A, B, C, D. And this one wind through A, B, C, D. Now you have to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
I remember when Wilson was down here. Every time Vincent is having an activity in Amanda, he wants to engage Wilson. And I said to Wilson one day, the day you will be grown up and you'll be able to say, Wilson, Vincent, can you call me when you are designing this thing and you talk about this part of your activity? Did you do that? And then the next time, Vincent did not know that was polluting his guys. Sorry, Vincent. I did a bad job. So then, Vincent called. Vincent, you know, I'm organizing this student meeting. I want you to come. Vincent said, no, I'm not coming. This is what I'm bringing as essential issues. Because everybody will want to use you. It's not a bad thing to me to go to somebody I want to use.
But
when you see a value in an individual, you have to narrow into what is going to be effective. Vincent, don't you go in and out and work with Vincent and collaborate with Vincent? Don't you go to specific things that you bring in as trust and energy? Haven't Vincent surrendered you all those high school guys, you move around the country and you do what you want to do? Priority. You are recruiting him to ministry. Have you seen how that works? When you define his priority, now we can say that Vince Wilson is the national leader of the youth ministry. And you are not asking ourselves, how did he get there? What are the processes that took him there? Did he just imagine that? Or we just have to hold them in the air like that? Or we throw the leader of the church discipleship? Or we throw the leader of the student ministry? Pastor Nelson, how many times did I visit you when you were in Limbe? And we talked. And we discussed. And I said, you know, Pastor Nelson, we have to discuss on the essential on how you have to go to, on how you have to go to Rome. So what were you going to do there? I want you to define your priority. And Pastor Nelson said, well, I don't have the resources, but I really need that. If I go there, this is what we'll do. This is what will be essential. And so we talk about it. And we mobilize the resources. Then we could go to Nigeria. They could go to Nigeria. They could go to connect himself to the key guys in the ministry who are in charge of church discipleship. James Sherwood, and then he went to the seminary. Why in the seminary we are agreed? Pastor Nelson, when you are in the seminary, target pastors who will go out and make disciples. So that when you come out of the seminary, you will follow them along. Did we agree that? Did you do that? Now, Pastor Nelson was telling me yesterday, you know, these pastors, I have handed them to Vincent. Now, you have to define these priorities. When the time came that you have to select somebody who has to lead the church discipleship. Are you offended when Pastor Nelson is selected as the person who has to lead that? How did he get there? Did he just pour on the air and thank you, Lord, for this church discipleship ministry leader. Oh, thank you for our student leader. Thank you for this. You have to fight him through there. Help launch him into the
army.
Recruiting him into the ministry.
Ministère.
So as you move on, there will be essential things. And that you will understand very well how each person is piping into that. So I don't want you to just sympathize with people. Because Luis likes you, you have a round nose. You can be a good people. like me, that can give me a role in my church to play. In the navigator, that's not how it works. The most relevant in this city. You must be authentic, and they must be relevant. And last time I showed you this, my famous diagram, I keep developing things that I screen people with. Now you can pass through my screening test, and you find yourself the other way, or you have the freedom. Rock away somebody wants to move operation, not only he signed engagement. Consensus, right? They call it what? Inform consent form, eh? How do you say? Yeah, so you sign it. When you come and you want to enter to sign that, you sign the what? that's medical vocabulary. I have a whole vocabulary. I show you my five line, and then when you come and I told you that question I asked. When you refuse to sign it, and then I say, oh God, thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. And so when you are telling me that, oh, you are a disciple. I have my profile. I say, where is the convert? That's why I asked him about his salvation story. Now you don't know the gospel. How can you explain the gospel to somebody? Then how will you convert even somebody? So that's the first thing I check here. You are a disciple, you should be able to make a convert. And so I test you. Your story is not even true. So do I say that you are a disciple? Even if you have made 20 years in the church, are you a disciple? If you have paid 10 years in the navigator ministry and you don't know that, are you a disciple? If you say that you are a disciple maker, oh yes, stand up. You are here with who? Who is your disciple here? Oh yeah? Can I know about your disciple? Can you let him come and see me? And we can talk about this profile. Sit you down. We spend 2-3 years as a ministry working on the profile of who a convert will be. That's very important. So when you tell me that you are a disciple maker, this is a disciple. I have my profile. I will run him through and I will see what I did. If Wilson starts getting angry with me that I'm going to run this guy through my profile, then there's a problem with Wilson. It's not a Berean. I am a Berean. Now you have to have a Berean attitude. Are you a disciple making leader? Oh yeah, I am a disciple making leader. Show me the team of disciple makers. If you cannot show it, you don't pass the test. They are talking two different things. You understand what I'm saying? So it is not for nothing that they say that you should have a profile. And those disciples that you have, those disciple makers that you feel that they are in your team as a disciple making leader, should have disciples who respond to our profile, and they should have the capacity to make converts. So you can run your team through the profile that you have. And you can help them. That is why you need a personal development plan. Now, who are the teachers that are here? Teachers. Now, do you have a curriculum? Do you have what you teach from one? Do you take what you teach from one and teach from four? You don't do that in the school curriculum, you want to do that in God's kingdom. Because God's kingdom is anyhow. Oh, they evaluate you and they see that you are 10 years in ministry. But my curriculum requires you to be in form one, and I say you have to be in form one. I only have kids. Is that an excuse for me? You said that, okay, then I will teach you algebra of the upper school. No. So that's why we are disciple makers. That's why we are making. They are not born. They are So you have to have your follow-up plan to be able to evaluate and know where somebody is so that you can pick him up and then you carry it on. And you have to have your own development plan so that you can be able to assure your book so that you don't face out of business. If you say that you are a disciple-making leader trainer, then we want to see you with a team of disciple-making leaders. And then disciples. And I said, I will use this thing again since he's the bishop who asked me this. Vincent, stand up. Vincent, stand up. I like to use Vincent now. This is my cobaye. Vincent, are you a disciple making leader trainer? Can you show me disciple make a team of disciple making leaders who are here present? Can you call them up? He can forget. So if he forgets, you don't mind. Okay. Stand. Yes, I want him to stand. No. You're supposed to stand now. Okay, they know themselves, so stand. Okay. Yeah. Now this is claims that these are disciple making leaders who are in his team. I'm going to test Vincent for authenticity. Now Fidelis, can you show me a team of disciple makers who are here present? Victor, stand up. Emanuela, stand up.
Albert,
stand up. Now, do you have disciples? How many? Three. Did you hear that? Are those disciples able to make a convert? Does that qualify Vincent to be a disciple making leader trainer? Stand up. Julia, stand up. You have disciples?
How many disciples?
Four.
Catch.
Can they make a combo? Do they have a combo?
Is this not a combo?
Does that qualify to be a disciple making leader trainer?
Yes, sir. Call me Vincent Commander for material disciples.
Nobody. You see, that man has to come here with somebody. It happens. Sit down. It happens. When Dawson Trotman explains the vision of spiritual multiplication, it just goes like that. Some people will say that nobody. Somebody will say that somebody. But if everything is going right, and the multiplication keeps going, then you can see the impact. Now, Vincent is going to check you. I'm sorry. He's in Fidelis' team. My fault. So I took him and mistakenly classified him among the guys, right? But what I was trying to say is that you can't claim to be a disciple making leader trainer because you are 20 years old in the navigator
business.
Is this authentic? Is this relevant? That's what happens. And so now Vincent is a core member of our leadership team. And did he just fall in the air like that? Oh, God has given us a leader. Oh, thank you for Vincent. Vincent walked himself through into the core. Now, I can like Vincent. I said that he's my cousin. And I was national director. So I appointed Vincent to my national leadership team. James and John, they were cousins of Jesus. Family and relational network and discipleship. But he did not give them any excuse. Who are my brothers and my sisters? They say your brothers and your sisters, they are looking for you outside there. What did Jesus say about my brother and my sister? Mark. And these guys say, your brothers and your sisters, my mothers, the one who does the will of God. It is very important that once we demonstrate this, if you don't demonstrate this, you won't make it. So that is the authenticity of what we talk about. And I want to see you multiply this, eject this, emphasize this in your ministry context. Now I explain this as a process of recruiting. I will not belabor it. I just say that you start your ministry like this so you can let it end like this. I call this one shoe fits all.
a ministry comme ça pour essayer.
So the Deborah is here, he's having Bible study with these people, and they are always having Bible study. Everything is always within there. Everything comes on is always within there. It's always we can always bring you here every year. And John comes here every year, he says the same thing to the same people, and then this man gets bored, and then he withdraws, and then the same thing, all of you put together, that is what can be happening. But if you are smart enough, as we are talking and we were producing that, what you will do is that you will be able to identify people here that you will recruit to a team, right? And you start developing them, recruiting them to yourself, recruiting them to your team, engaging them in a team, developing their hearts, equipping them. Right? And as it develops, you will help them to take what they are doing here and begin to do it with others. You see how it process? And so you recruit them to the vision. So the third thing what you do to them, they start doing it at their own level. You start putting them on a target, developing their heart for the vision, and coaching them. And if you continue, they will also multiply, they will recruit their own team here. Is that what happened to Vincent and his guy? See? Fidelis, when you were coming here last time, we asked you to show somebody, could you show? Now, but we knew that those guys were out there, right? Yeah. We knew that they were out there. By faith, we knew that one day Fidelis will form a team like this. By faith, we knew that one day we will have a team like this. I wish you remember when you were a young little boy with the high school. Still tiny like you are tiny now. You tell me about all of this story about this boy, and I was just imagining this voice in the air and this girl in the air. And DJ, you remember you tell me all of this story, you are passionate trying to justify to me. Yeah, DJ will try to justify to me that you know I have
name.
Where are they? I have faith one day. And DJ will have a team. And now DJ can show his team here. And so he can show them. So they have reproduced exactly what Vincent did to them so many years ago. And they are all involved in a target. And they are in a team. And they have generations in view. So Vincent has recruited them in the ministry. They have engaged them in a team. They have targets. They have generation in view. They are developing a heart for the ministry. Did Vincent tell you to go to Bafia? The vision sent you to go and preach to the poor and cause trouble. No, have no ministry. This guy yesterday helped me say, Master, I will never go. The vision came to come and tell me that I will see. He came here, he tells you, say, Master, tell you, madam, you are going to go and preach to this guy. The guys are so burning passion. That's what we want to see. And they are developing ministry partnership. Now, do you invite Vincent to come and talk into your ministry? You start reasoning with him now. Vincent is talking, you are reasoning with him. You say that no, this one has been not enough.
No,
I want it to happen here.
That's partnership.
Vincent has given you, for example, the opportunity to develop partnership in
ministry.
Oh, big man, you organize your national youth system. Are you not the one who gave the curriculum to Vincent? If it's the same, I say, oh, no, you know, I have to do what I was doing to you in the high school. Wait a minute, I'm going to define what I was doing. No. Who gave you the right to tell me what to do? This way, you can't tell me what to do. Okay. And so, Wilson said to Vincent, I am organizing a national youth conference. Vincent, I want you to talk. That conference, will you be available? What would you want me to talk on? I want you to share on, what was he sharing on? Vision.
Vision and strategy. La vision, la stratégie.
Did Vincent impose that?
Est-ce que Vincent a imposé cela?
That's ministry partners.
That's your partner.
Did Vincent say that I'm claiming right over you because I have to talk about that?
Est-ce que je vous fais cela parce que je dois parler de ceci?
developing ministry partnership. At this stage, we talk about partnership. So we dream to see you guys multiply like this. And when you talk about our jargon of our strategy of Paul to Timothy, Timothy to Testament to others, this is what we are talking about. It's not that we sit and we are developing some imaginable things and talking of fishless fishermen. And then we gather and we talk about all this philosophy about fishing and physiology. And we talk about all of describing this. And we describe how fish are, how the cold waters and the warm waters are. And we describe and nobody is going fishing. Fishless fishermen. To remind us that we don't need to spend talking about the jargons of the navigators and the Paul to Timothy, the key man, no, it's my key man, it's my son of the Lord, and this and that. It's not about the language. Go out and do the fishing. That's what it means. And so we want to see our generation spreading. Does that make sense? We touched a little bit about the team. I said that I gave you some qualities or examples of where it is found. But I also defined the fundamentals of a team. Common objectives. Common path. Common faith. We have to be moving together. When the others are growing, this other one has to be growing. You don't grow and this the other. Attitude and sacrifice have to be the same. We don't have to be a member of our team behaving in a particular way, the other one is behaving in another way, the other one is behaving in another way. No, that's not the spirit. We agree on a common point. I told you we start the convert. We have to move to a disciple, we agree that that is the disciple. We say we go to disciple maker, we agree that that is the disciple maker. We will go to the next one, say that that is what it is. I will not be saying that this is a disciple maker, you are going to recent ministry, you are seeing something else. Then we are not in the same thing. So we have to agree on a common starting point and we progress. Pray and look for those God sends you away. Look for those with the heart God has touched. Look for those you want to work with. Look for those whom God has bind your hearts with them. Because God has to bind your heart with them. Agree upon a leader. The day in day you will be quarreling with this man that this man is not your leader. Those guys are born up there today, agree that you are their leader. Maybe it's because you are expert, they don't want to agree with you are young. You see, Paul told Timothy that let no man take you because you are a young man. Because he knew that people can come and they will not agree that Timothy is a leader because he is a young man. You have to agree that this is our leader. Because he has the relevant things to give. Because he has the ability to give. Agree for a team leader. Love and loyalty among team. And responsibilities are shared according to your gifts. I gave you these three types of membership and I said you should remember. Sympathizers, hospitalities, they are nice people, they are always there, they can talk about things. Then when we start getting into business, they disappear. No, they are scripture memory. Fidelis, why don't we always come here every week for Bible study? Fidelis, why don't we always meet and you exhort us? You are a nice brother, you know how to preach very well. Then say sympathizing with Fidelis. Then you have an outer team members. They are committed to the basic. But when you want to get them more deeper into what you want to do, they give up. Wilson is organizing a conference. He wants some guys to work with. He sees only Romeo and Romain and all of these guys around him. The rest of your guys, where are they? Yeah, so they are part of the recent team, but they are outer members. And you have the hardcore member. I told Wilson that we need some young guys to welcome Uncle John. Can you focus on working on that? Don't worry, I just say Romain will be. I said, but can you call Romain to be sure? He said, let's go and do that business. That's a core member. You know that when you hand him the business, you can go and say, they are pay setters. They commit their time. They are this type of people will always be there. I use the example of Jesus' ministry to explain that.
I say that you have the 12 years, you have the 70 years, and you have the whatever you can have
there. Whatever you want to have. But these are steps to developing a good team. You can have models, examples. Make sure you pray, make contacts, and pick, select. Give objectives that are challenges and attainable. You don't just have a team that you don't challenge them. You don't say that, no, just do whatever thing you are doing. It's okay. Okay, nice guy. No, I have to challenge you. Yes. And the challenges I give you, they have to be attainable. Do joint activities. We said that leaders, team leaders should stay here. Disciples should go there. Ladies should go there. After we are gathered here, we are looking at the big picture together. We are opening their contribution. Develop each person individually. Now I am going to run through this very fast because I'm running 5 minutes after Wilson's time. But I use the bull's eye to summarize the type of team members. Time is a very critical factor. The frequency of how we meet, facts, faithful, available, teachable. You know that? And you use the faithful, available, teachable, it's a recruiting tool. And then vision. Vision.
La vision.
If there's no vision, the leader is leading you to nowhere.
Donc si tu as la vision, le leader, s'il n'y a pas de vision, le
influence.
Leader ne continue pas l'influence.
Influence, impact.
L'impact.
Yeah, when they say that you are a disciple, you know that you are putting yourself under somebody
who is influencing you to take you somewhere. Donc, il y a une situation change pour quelqu'un qui t'a fait ou t'a amené quelque part.
Faithfulness.
La fidélité.
It means that you are loyal. You can manage your things very well. When they compare you with little things, you can trust you with bigger things. These are key elements that are used in order to recruit people towards your call. So Emmanuel or Fidelis, that I used Fidelis last time. Let me change now because people will think that it's only Fidelis time like that. Let me use Luis now. Luis, who is the one of your key guys here? You were not here, so I can use you now. So then you just use hazard. Where is the key guy you are here with? Stand up. No, Terence, stand up. I want just one. Terence, stand up. When you started meeting with Terence, did you just start meeting with him 5 times per week? You started gradually. Terence, were you curious to know what this guy is talking about, this vision? You were curious, right? And you say that, well, this guy looks like a Christian brother. Okay, oh, good Christian brother. And I know that you started knowing that, no, this guy can manage, he's faithful, if you give him money, he can do something. So he's a nice guy. That's what you said, when you picked that out. Now, did you ask him that, can we start meeting? Did he tell you that, can we start meeting more? He increased your time of meeting with him, right? He started saying that, you know, beside the Bible study that you're having, he started coming to meet you more, right? And then now, when he started meeting with you, he said that, oh, this guy looks like he has a mission behind me. Is that what he said? Hey, this man, what is his mission behind me? And then you look at him, you say that, oh, he's a committed Christian. He's very committed. He has something that he's doing right. And then Luis is looking at him, he said that, oh, this man, he manages his time so he can take him. Does that make sense? So Luis brought him closer, brought him into closer circle. Then Luis asked him that, can you come to the Navigator Conference? No, could you go to the regional conference that was organized by Vision? Did you invite him there? Oh, can you come there? So beside the Bible study time, besides the time that he has been meeting more with you, he invited you to the regional conference. Did you? And then now you started saying that, oh, his vision. He has a vision. This thing is everywhere. Is that what you said? And then now you say that, no, he is a Christian leader. He's leading us. And then, now you have to manage your family time, all of this things. You have to manage other family members who are with you, and the team that they are taking you. They are taking you there, and you manage it very well. Now, did Luis say that you should come here? Is that what you said, Luis? And then now you tell that, it's a passion. So you can come here now, here in Yaoundé.
Huh?
You are here in Yaoundé now. You have a passion for this thing. And now you can stand up and say that Luis is my leader. Can you say that? And then now Luis knows that your walk with God will give all of those characteristics that qualify you to be here. Sit down. Does it surprise you why you are part of the core team of Luis? Do you see how technically Luis got you into the core team? He was grabbing you gradually, you did not know where he was going to, and then finally he wrapped you inside the core team. And so you have Jesus going for the transfiguration, Peter, James, and John. Jesus going for the Gethsemane, Peter, James, and John. Jesus going for this Peter, James, and John. They are going for this Peter, James, and John. Jesus narrowed these guys.
Yeah.
And James, what was his role in the church? And John, what was his role in the gospel? And Peter, what was his role in the gospel? So you will tell this guy, as if I tell him to pick one man among you, you will pick. And it's the man who writes the gospel that reveals the gospel of John, reveals the person of Jesus Christ. And they will say that, can you ask the disciple who he really loves? So there is a qualification. You have to work out that in your ministry. And so your team will be a team of value, right? And this is the objective that was given to us. We just flash it through Jesus' team. But I think that we have narrowed it down to some practical questions, which I will call Wilson here to come and narrow that down for you. But I hope that I have tried to light some fire in your heart. It says, I pray sometimes, I say that, Lord, we want men with fire in their hearts and wings. Do you know what that means? Men and women with fire in their hearts and wings on their legs. It means that they are burning with the passion to expand this movement, and they have wings to go everywhere where God is taking them. So I hope this was very helpful. I hope it has narrowed down to the essential of what you are focusing on. I hope it makes you understand our vocabulary on what we say the DNA of the navigators. I hope it has helped you to understand what our business is. Now you cannot say that you are in the business of shoemaking and then they see you selling avocados. You cannot say that you are in a taxi business and then we see you running bicycle shops. You cannot say that you are in the business of selling coats and then we see you moving around the coffee distributing. Now you know our business. You know what we are supposed to do. Now if you are with somebody who is turning around you and say that let us go and be selling pineapple. When I was growing up, I was taught to tell the person that master, I am into granite business, no pineapple. The soil that is down there, they are not that good, there is no pineapple. And I said so to many pastors and many Christian leaders. I said so even to navigators. I said, no, that's not my business. I remember my early days when I started getting passion, I was in the
Catholic.
When the thing came to my heart like that, I thought, no, this is where I'm going to. I remember several trips Jean-Marc did here. Jean-Marc asked me that, Peter, how does that impact in this thing? Why are you focusing in this church? I said, I'm in the business of taking this thing to these guys. So you need to know where banana is and know that you are into banana plantation. If you live in and you are doing avocado business, then you miss it all. So I try to capture clearly in your mind what our business is and to keep you focused. Thank you and God bless.